everyone, Dr. Clark. I'm going to share with you some surprising information that you're probably not going to like about why coffee is bad for people who are gluten sensitive. So if you've taken some of the advice I've given out before, you've either A, cut out gluten, or you've been tested appropriately to find out if you have a problem with gluten. Now, if you're new to this whole issue, let me just give you the 20-second explanation. Gluten, okay, is one protein that's found in wheat and wheat products. Truth be known, to be honest with you, there's a lot more stuff in wheat you can be sensitive to besides just gluten, but gluten's the only thing everybody thinks about, so let me just talk about that. When you have a problem with gluten, and I don't even like to use the word sensitive because it makes people think that it's not a big deal, like maybe you just burp and have gas or diarrhea and that's it. Gluten sensitivity, actually, having a gastrointestinal manifestation is the least common presentation of a gluten sensitivity. The most common presentation is actually neurological issues, okay? So gluten is this protein. Basically, your immune system thinks it's an invader and it mounts an attack on it, which is inflammatory. So the inflammation caused by this little reaction can affect your body in a lot of different ways. But the kind of really most dangerous way is that because it attacks the gluten, it can then move on and start to attack the enzymes that process it in your small intestine. And then it starts attacking your small intestine. And once that happens, your whole body's on the menu. Your brain can be attacked. Nerve tissue can be attacked. The list goes on and on. There's not a disease or a health condition you can think of that does not have an association in the research literature with having a problem with gluten. Okay? So that's the short introduction. Now, new information has been published. I shouldn't say published. It's now, there's a new lab that opened up in February this year, and they've released some of their internal research. And here's the problem you've got to be aware of if you're on a gluten-free diet and you still drink coffee. You need to listen up, okay? Because I know you think you're doing well, but maybe you're not doing as well as you should. Coffee cross-reacts with gluten antibodies. Okay, let me explain what that means. When you have a gluten problem, you make antibodies to gluten. Antibodies are just like little strobe lights that your immune system makes for a specific invader that it thinks is an invader. So you put out these strobe lights for gluten, right? And they attach to a gluten molecule. And they sit there and they flash so that your T cells or your SWAT team can come in and kill the gluten. So those gluten antibodies, those little strobe lights, they can actually attach to other foods that are not gluten. And thus, your immune system thinks those things are gluten and you still have a gluten response. The most common cross-reactor is coffee. Now, before you freak out and send me videos and emails saying, oh, coffee, how could coffee do that? 10% of coffee is a protein that cross-reacts with gluten antibodies. Now, is it 100% of the time that it's going to happen? No. There's some testing you can do. Unfortunately, I can't send you to do it because a doctor's got to order it for you. There's some testing that just became available this year, actually in February this year, 2011, if you're watching this in 2011, that will tell you if you are cross-reacting with coffee. Now, that's a big bummer for a lot of you because a lot of you drink coffee and you really shouldn't because there's nothing really good in it except maybe some antioxidants. So if you've been on a gluten-free diet and you feel a little bit better but maybe not as well as you thought you should or you kind of hit a plateau, you need to get rid of coffee. I would tell you without a doubt, get rid of coffee. Because it is probably a cross-reactor in your case. And if you want to verify it, you can, I don't know if I should even tell you the name of the lab. I don't think I'll tell you the name of the lab. I don't think I'm supposed to. But there's a test you can do. My suggestion is just save your money and don't drink the coffee. If you're gluten sensitive, just don't drink coffee. There's a couple other reasons you shouldn't do it either. So cross-reaction. Keep your eyes out for some other posts on this, okay? It's a very big deal. In my practice, it really took a lot of people who had done okay on a gluten-free diet, it really took them to another step. Because it's just like your body thought it was gluten. It wasn't, but it thought that it was, and you took it away, and now you're on a really gluten-free and gluten cross-reactor-free diet.